Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of The Walking Trigger Warning. I am your host, The Trigger himself. Today is Sunday, October 9th, 2022, the year of our Lord. And I want to talk to you guys tonight about an election we have coming up in 30 days. That's right, November 8th. We have a very, very important election. The Democrats actually say that this is an election that is going to destroy democracy, or it's going to save democracy. I say we need to destroy democracy, because unless you've been living under a rock for the last 2.5 years, 3 years, you know that living under a democracy is probably one of the most dangerous things that we have ever faced as a nation. And we have faced some very tribulating times. And I see a lot of people, and I hear a lot of people say that they're going to sit this election out because they can't trust it. They don't believe that it's going to be fair. They don't believe that it's going to be a straight election. They believe it's going to be rigged. They believe that they are going to flip the votes. Well, it starts with us, ladies and gentlemen. What we have to do is we have to keep an eye on those votes. We can't be letting people, you know, we can't go turn in our ballot and then sit back and just hope that everything's going to be okay. We have to watch these people. You have to get out into your communities and you have to be a poll watcher. You have to watch these people. Scrutinize every single thing that they do. If you do that, they'll actually keep it straight. And as many Democrats and independents who have decided to join the front lines of the Republican Party and vote against this radical regime that we have in office, I'd say that Republicans have a very, very strong chance of dominating the House and taking at least 5 seats in the Senate. Back in the beginning of the summer, I predicted that Republicans would take at least 5 seats within the Senate. Now, that doesn't create a supermajority, but it certainly puts a halt to all of the ridiculous mandates and laws and executive orders that we have had to endure for the last 2 years under this Biden installation. We were all there. We all saw what happened. We know that Biden is truly illegitimate. And every time they try to find evidence of collusion, the only evidence of collusion that they find is that of the Democrat Party. But let's get back to this upcoming election. If you don't show up and vote, you're basically laying down your sword and saying, run my life. Tell me how I should live. Give me mandates. Shut down my businesses. Increase my taxes. Increase my gases. Make it harder for me to live. Make it harder for me to succeed. That's what you're telling the government when you don't show up and vote. I don't know about you, but I kept an eye on the primary elections this past summer. And I got to tell you, what I saw is very indicative of what can happen in 30 days if we all show up to the polls and cast our vote and not just sit at home thinking that there is some grand plan that's going to save us all, that's going to save humanity. We have to vote. The world knows that the U.S. has an election coming up. And even though North Korea has fired a missile over Japan and somebody bombed a bridge that connected Crimea to Russia, and somebody bombed the Nord Stream pipelines. We know who did it. We're not dumb, but we've watched it. And yet, we still have not fallen under attack by the very people who would be upset about those things happening. Vladimir Putin made it very clear that he will use nuclear weapons. And I take Vladimir Putin at his word. I think the guy would truly do a lot of damage if he really wanted to. He would already have it done. But he hasn't done that. And why not? Because the US has an election coming up. And he wants to see if the American people have woken up, removed their heads out of their asses, and are going to get rid of these people who are running roughshod, who are running the country like it's a democracy when it's not a democracy. We are a representative republic, and we need to start acting like it. So many people want term limits. This is where it starts, ladies and gentlemen. It starts right here. We can't send people like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz. We can't send these people to Washington and expect that they're actually going to pass a bill on term limits. We know they're not going to do that. And even though Ted Cruz introduced a bill that would limit time served as a senator or a congressman, those term limits, we knew that it would not get voted on. I don't even believe it was brought to the floor for a vote. I believe it got shut down before they even opened the file on it. But see, when they do that, they lose millions of dollars. We can get the term limits by voting out the people, even if it's somebody that you've been very happy with the things that they have done while in Washington. Everything that they have done in Washington has made you happy. They have passed bills that you wanted to happen. It doesn't mean that they're good people. Quite factually, it means that they need to be removed from office quick. They're making millions of dollars on the backs of the American people, and we keep sending them there, thinking that they're going to do better this time around. They're going to do better this time around. We're going to be all right. That's never going to happen. You know it as well as I do. So why not send a new face to Washington to represent you? And then we can introduce term limits. That's how we get our country back. I've been saying it for 2 years, ever since I started doing this. And somehow I gained a lot of notoriety. And I'm very, very thankful to all of my listeners and all of my followers. You guys give me the strength to keep going. Otherwise, I would have just went back into the gym and focused on that. But I'm focused on saving our country. I know you're focused on saving our country as well. So let's work together on this thing. Let's save our country. Get out and vote. 30 days away. Get out and vote. That's all we got to do. I think that the Republicans can take back the Congress and the Senate. And we could put a stop to bumbling Joe Biden and censure him. Vote to censure him. before he gets us into a war. We force him to open the pipelines. We don't have to buy our oil and our energy from OPEC, from the Saudis. We don't have to buy it or sell it to and from Russia. We don't have to buy it and sell it to anybody. We produce our own. And if somebody wants to buy it, we'll give them a price on it. And if they don't like it, tough shit. That's capitalism. The price is the price. Those are the things that we need to do. And I promise we can get our country back. But it starts with us, ladies and gentlemen. We have to get out there and vote. And for everybody who, you're still thinking it, I can feel it. You still have that going around in your head that you don't trust the election system. I get it. Trust me, I get it. I don't trust the election system either. But if we don't overwhelm them with the ballots and keep an eye on them and make sure that they're not pulling any funny business, one of two things is going to happen. One, we're going to get our country back. Republicans will take over the Congress, take over the Senate. Hopefully we're not sending rhinos back like Lisa Murkowski and Mitt Romney. Lisa Murkowski has a 47% chance of keeping her job, which is really not enough. That's in Alaska. It's really not enough for her to keep her job. She's actually going to lose, and I'm looking forward to that. Mitt Romney, he won't be on the ballot for another 2 years, but I can't wait to watch him be removed from office. I can't believe that he's still there. But that's going to be a conversation for a different day. Our focus is this coming election. Look at Carrie Lake running for governor in Arizona. If you're from Arizona, I'm sure you've been keeping an eye on this. The leftist polls, which are skewed, and we know they're skewed, shows that Carrie Lake is up by 4 points. She's going to beat her opponent by 4 points. Now, realistically, it's probably up around 11 or 12 points. I believe it's going to be in double digits, around 15 or 16 points. Now, you know, a lot of people are like, well, that's really not enough to avoid a recount. But it could be. It could be. And when I say points, that's percentage points. You know, if she's up by 15, 16 percentage points, there's not going to be a recount. Carrie Lake will be governor. She will shut down the border in Arizona. She's going to take care of a lot of things in Arizona. Pennsylvania, Mehmet Oz and Mr. Growth on the Neck, former mayor, pulled a shotgun on a black kid. Yeah, you know that idiot. Mehmet Oz is actually beating him by 9 points. Now, of course, that's another skewed poll. Realistically, Mehmet Oz is probably up around 18 or 19% over John Fetterman, Fetterwoman, you know, because he thought he was cute. Mehmet Oz is going to win decisively. Down in Georgia, Herschel Walker. A lot of people, you know, there's a couple of ads came out about Herschel Walker, about his troubled past. Everybody's had a troubled past. If you're judging somebody for a troubled past that you cannot prove, you really shouldn't be sitting in judgment. If you can prove it, okay, don't vote for the man. But if you can't prove it, you cannot sit that one out and let Raphael Warnock go back to the Senate. That's another dangerous individual for this country. We don't need that. We do not need that. And matter of fact, if you want to talk about the evidentiary, about somebody being horrific with his family, we've got video evidence of Raphael Warnock being abusive to his wife along with his kid. Now, there was a bunch of drama on Twitter with Herschel Walker and his son Christian Walker. And, you know, before all this came out, I find it really weird with Christian Walker, because now all of a sudden this hit piece comes out on Herschel Walker, and now all of a sudden Christian Walker has a problem with his dad. Told him, do not run, because they're going to drag our family through the mud with all of the mistakes that you made in your younger years. Yet Christian was still supporting his dad. And then all of a sudden this hit piece comes out and Christian Walker is mad at his father. Doesn't support his father, is attacking his father on Twitter. Nothing about that makes a damn bit of sense. So, I doubt Christian Walker will ever listen to this, but, you know, if at some point on any of my social media accounts Christian Walker comes across me, I'm gonna light him up. I'm gonna let him know that he fell right into the trap. He fell right into the swamp and made himself look foolish. Herschel Walker didn't make him look foolish. But Herschel Walker can actually win down there in Georgia. Before this hit piece came out, it showed that Herschel Walker was up on Raphael Warnock by, I believe it was 3 percentage points, if I recall correctly. I'd have to go back and look, but I can't remember. But realistically, he could be up around 5 or 6 percentage points. Now that can kick off a recount. That right there would kick off a recount. And of course, then we'd have to all sit back with our breaths being held tight, the vein popping out of our forehead, because we're waiting on Georgia. Georgia and Pennsylvania have become highly contested states. Michigan has become a highly contested state. And yet there are Republicans who are showing signs of winning in Michigan. We have video evidence that Republicans did win in Michigan, but the Democrats were actually stonewalling the ballot counters, the Republican ballot counters. That was completely against the law, and I can't believe we haven't heard anything about it since. Mind blown. New York, Kathy Hochul, who is not elected, she was appointed when Cuomo lost his job. He had to resign over all of these sex scandals. That was a plant right there, in my opinion. That was a plant. But Kathy Hochul is facing a tough challenge, and she could lose her seat. And I hope she does lose her seat, because her opponent is running on the crime going on in New York. Cashless bail. People being murdered in the streets. It's a sad thing. It really is. The Democrats are running on Roe versus Wade. They are distancing themselves from the economy. And I say unto you, ladies and gentlemen, the economy has to be the focus. Gas is shooting back up. You know, it has been 2 years, almost 2 years, since Joe Biden took office. Joe Biden and all the Democrats in the Senate and in the Congress have had complete control. For the first 6 months, if they wanted to blame Donald Trump for all the troubles and all the woes going on in the country, okay, you got 6 months. But when you signed 17, 18 executive orders on day one of your presidency, you kind of lose the power of blaming your predecessor. They kind of shot themselves in the foot. Not kind of, they completely shot themselves in the foot by doing that. And I'll never understand why they took such a radical step forward. If they would have eased everything that they wanted over the last 2 years, they would probably win the election coming up here in 30 days. But because they just ramrodded everything down the throats of the American people and made it hurt so much in such a short amount of time, the American people are going to go to the ballot boxes this November, November 8th, and they are going to vote Democrats out of the Senate and out of the Congress. Essentially, it's going to make Joe Biden a dead duck. We have to continue that. We have to continue that energy, that strength. Ladies and gentlemen, we're winning. And we can win. We can take it all back. But it starts with us. Like I've said before, it starts with us. We have got to get off of our butts and go vote. It's imperative. And it's like the Democrat said, this election cycle will either save democracy or destroy democracy. And like I said at the beginning of this, I don't want to live under a democracy. It's too painful. It is hard on the wallet. Everybody's credit cards are maxed out. I don't usually carry a balance on my credit cards. Right now, I've got a balance on my credit cards that I'm working on paying off. That is tough to do. That is very tough to do. And a lot of credit cards, you don't have a guaranteed interest rate. So when the Fed comes in and they raise interest rates, the interest rate on that credit card is going to go up too. That is rough. That is rough. I don't want to do that. I don't want to pay high interest on my credit cards. So I'll have them paid off here before Christmas. And I've had to work hard to do it, but I'm doing it. And I know a lot of you can do it too. You know, unfortunately, we all have to buckle down because of what the government is doing to us. But we have got to go vote them out. In any off-season elections that we have, which I wish never existed, but next November, we'll probably have another set of elections, another round of elections. They will all be state. None of it will be on federal. It'll all be state Congress, mayors, state senates. What else is there? Oh, city council, of which I'm considering running for here in Colorado Springs. But there will be an off-year election, and you have to keep that same energy. You can't go and vote for the rhino because he says the things that you want to hear. You can't go and vote for the familiar face just because he has a familiar face. You have to send a whole new face. I mean, pay attention to what they say. Because a lie can only go so far before they slip up. They forget what they say, and but so many people just forget about it. There's so many people out there who have short-term memory loss. I don't. I pay attention to these guys. I pay attention to everything they say, and when they flip-flop, or if they bumble around something, and they know that they were wrong the first time, but they're trying to figure out how to reword it. I catch on to that. And I know a lot of you catch on to that too. And we all have to work together so that we can point that out. So, we're going to continue to work together. We're going to continue to keep an eye and scrutinize everything that these politicians are doing. If they say something and then they flip-flop on it and they say they never did it, I really hope that you guys are taking screenshots and screen recordings and keeping documentation. That way, when they decide that they're going to say, "Well, I never said that," we can present the proof to them. Actually, here's the proof. You did say that, Mr. Congressman, Mrs. Senator. We got to hold them to account. And I know that we can do it, ladies and gentlemen. I know that we can do it. So 30 days, mark your calendars, 30 days. Don't mail in your ballot unless you absolutely have no choice in the matter. Do not mail in that ballot. Fill it out. By law, your employer has to give you the day off so that you can go vote. If you can go drop it off and then get to work, hey, you know what? Great. If your company offers you vacation or PTO or sick time, that you can use that sick time anytime, any, whenever you feel like it, use it. You're not going to lose any pay. And I'll be honest with you, I'm going to take that Tuesday off from work. I'm going to take that Tuesday off from work. I think one day isn't going to break me. I can sacrifice one day of work, one day of wages to go fight for my country. Because the last thing I want to do is get to a point where I have to physically fight for my country. I have to physically fight for those who cannot fight for themselves. And I'm ready to do it. I was ready to do it 20 years ago, and I'm ready to do it today. Now, 20 years ago, I was only 180 pounds, you know. These days, I'm 230 pounds, but I don't have a lot of fat. But I'm not as athletic as I used to be. So hopefully, you know, hopefully it doesn't come down to that. Otherwise, I need to get back in the gym ASAFP. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to give up. I don't want you to feel hopeless. Take a look back. If it makes you feel better, look at all the primaries. Look at how all of the Trump-backed MAGA Republicans swept the primaries. That should give you the boost of confidence that you need. I know it gives me that boost of confidence. It's very indicative, ladies and gentlemen. Very indicative. So look back on it. Look up your ballots. Look up the propositions, the ballot initiatives that you are going to be voting on. By law, they are required to send out the little blue book so that you can read on them and you can get an understanding of what you're voting for. Keep an eye on the words. Like here in Colorado, we have Tabor. But every year, you'll see a ballot initiative that says, without raising taxes, do you approve the funding of this? Basically, what they're saying is, we want to keep that Tabor money. Vote for that. If you have something similar where you live, keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on the wording. Those guys know how to word it so that you think it means one thing when really it means something else. So, 30 days, ladies and gentlemen, 30 days. Get out there and vote. I want to thank you for stopping by and listening to me ramble on to you guys. I really appreciate everything that you do. You guys keep me going. You guys are keeping me in this fight, and I really appreciate it. On that note, I'm going to talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good night.